In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
It's time. The Realist and Roz conversations go down on Big Facts Friday.
Live from iHeart Studios, it's time for that Big Facts Friday. Big Bank, what up? Baby J, what up? Shy Jones, what up? Big Homie Kodak, what up? And I am yours truly, DJ Scream. It is time for a Big Facts Friday. What's up, everybody? How is everybody
Slim,
doing?
Slim, thick, caramel skin. I'm sorry.
What? Okay. What's up with everybody?
I tell you, man, has to put his headphones on, man.
Oh, man. Start with Kodak today, man. You all right with them gloves, man? Them gloves look like they be hurting your brain.
Nah, these are amazing.
Not
gloves.
Hurting
you
know, his brain.
I like to have a different variety.
Oh, you change gloves for each episode?
Yeah, for each outfit, yeah.
That's strong right there.
Yeah. I got the black gloves. I got some yellow gloves. I got some smoking gloves. I got some red ones, you know. And I like the little padding right here if I get into fisticuffs.
If you smash or something, you keep them gloves?
Oh, my God.
It depends on how quick it is, but, you know, I'm going to have to be gloved up somewhere.
Bye. Hey,
would y'all be like freaked out of somebody?
Some women like the gloves. They like they got a choking fetish.
Oh, with gloves on? I have a choking fetish, and I'm not finna let a nigga fuck me and choke me with gloves on at all. That's weirdo shit right there. No offense. I'm sorry.
Brother Bank, how you doing, sir? You good?
I'm about to bounce back. I'm about to bounce back.
What happened?
The chips.
The yummies.
Too much hiking? Or what? Too much hiking?
Don't look at me.
I just took a CBD gummy.
Oh.
Also, the CBD works.
I fucking knew it.
That shit.
You know that's supposed to, like, going to sleep, right?
Shit, I be taking that shit as soon as I get home.
For real?
Yeah, that puts you straight to sleep.
I thought the CBD was, like, the fake,
That's THC.
The fake,
Weed
shit, yeah.
Nah, that puts you to sleep.
It's a strand. It's a part of the strand of weed.
Yeah. My back been hurt, so I tried the CBD gummy, but that shit got me.
I knew it was something.
Got me flowing.
I think you're supposed to use the CBD lotion for, like, your soul. Or hurting. Oil.
Nah, this shit working.
Yeah.
Whatever they're doing, they're doing what they're doing.
Okay.
I probably shouldn't have took it and came here, but at least my back ain't hurt.
Shy, your leg.
He was like,
your leg been messed up for about 3 months now, y'all.
Maybe right? You need to take. Hiking maybe she need bank. To take one of them gummies.
Yeah,
you might need to take one of them gummies.
I probably do. You should have brought me some. It's your fault. I'm blaming everything. Hiking with Bank. Ba-da-dum-ba-dum-bum-bum-bum.
Bro, we ain't got no turn yet.
Y'all dumb. Y'all stupid as hell, man.
You good, Jay? You got a word? You good otherwise? You straight? You good?
You got a song of the day, Jay?
Dancing.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It is dancing.
That shit stuck in my head. I can't get that shit out. I don't give a fuck.
She don't miss.
She doesn't. Shout out to Sexy.
Sexy.
Mm. With the goddamn get it sexy. Get it. Come on, screen. You ain't bumping sexy, right?
That shit, hard.
That shit too hard.
Salute to it.
And I'm finna learn to dance and everything. Every time I go outside, I'm finna do the dance. I don't give a fuck at all.
What was you about to say, Kodak, before we get to the word?
I was about to say, y'all think TikTok really over with? Like, y'all think it's about to be out of here?
I wouldn't really give a damn.
Fuck TikTok.
Oh, damn.
I'm just saying.
Oh.
Ain't paying no bills around.
Somebody over here sending Kodak nudes and shit.
I ain't never get a chance to figure out TikTok.
So it's fuck TikTok because you don't know how to work it.
Yeah.
Nah, I had it going for a little bit, but then I think I got shadow banned or some shit.
I don't even know how to post on that shit.
Yeah. Nah, I think that shit over with. But
damn, Big Daddy.
Yeah. A lot of people putting out a lot of music that was going crazy on TikTok. TikTok responsible for a lot of careers.
Yeah, it is bad for them kids and their music.
Yeah.
Damn.
Kind of messed up.
But it's a lot of inappropriate shit on TikTok, too, absolutely. That them kids be looking at.
It's a lot of inappropriate shit on every
Let's
platform.
Let's get into that.
On every platform.
But they say they don't even let the people in them other countries.
They do not. They absolutely do not.
Shit on TikTok.
Yeah. Didn't they pass some shit in Florida? Or some shit.
Like, yeah, Florida passed a law that you got to be 14 to have any type of social media. You have to be over 14 to have any type of social media. So I think that's one of the things.
I mean, what the fuck
Florida
is 14
right.
going to do?
I think it needs to be 16.
I think it needs to be when you are old and...
Keep it up.
Pause.
Oh, wow.
That's for you.
Keep it up. That requires some effort.
What the fuck?
Okay, let's get into the good word, y'all.
What's the word of the day?
Okay, so the good word I'm sorry. Is frivolous. Does anybody want to take a stab at it?
Frivolous spending. That's how they usually word it. This person was frivolous in their spending at the mall.
Just carefree?
Mm-hmm.
Careless?
Mm-hmm.
No, frivolous means... Let me just read the shit. Not having any serious purpose or value...
Carefree.
Oh, carefree and not serious.
Okay.
The frivolous, yeah, my bad, big homie. But frivolous I thought meant like some shit like that you ain't got no business spending no money on, like a $50,000 fucking gold toilet with a butt bath or some shit like that.
Frivolous spending, frivolous eating, frivolous sex, frivolous driving.
Frivolous conversation.
How is sex frivolous?
You can have carefree sex.
Just random sex with random people. That makes it frivolous.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Frivolous.
Get it sexy.
There's no urban.
Oh, yeah.
Urban.
frivolous.
The urban gerbin is lacking importance. I was appalled that she would spend tons of money on something so frivolous.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I rest Scream's case.
So, what's something that y'all frivolous when it comes to?
Frivolous. What am I frivolous when it comes to?
Spending money on food I like.
I was about to say the same shit.
Yeah.
If I get hungry, then I'm gonna
And it's crazy because when you growing up and your mom and your parents paying for the food, it's like, damn, I don't want to spend that too much. Now I'm spending my own money on food. Shit, I don't give a fuck what it is.
Hell yeah, if I'm hungry, if this is shit that I want, I'm gonna break the bank.
I don't give a fuck. Oh, this is $200. Fuck it. Bring two of them. I like it.
I had a frivolous sneaker habit. I slowed down.
Like oxtail.
Yeah, I got that too.
Oxtail is expensive as a motherfucker. I get two packs every time.
Speaking of oxtails, have y'all ever seen what an ox's tail looks like before it's cooked?
Mm-mm. You mean like with the skin or without the skin? I seen the skin oxtail before it got cut up.
And you still eat them?
What are the other options? Not eating it?
So we only eat the tail of an ox? That was a random thought.
Cat Williams said, where the ox? Like, when that thing seen an ox?
I mean, I don't think we in the geographic
Paul Bunyan had an ox.
To see an ox. Not to see no ox so in Atlanta.
Many. It's so where many ox tails.
Where they be at?
Yemen.
But why do we only eat the tail?
Yeah. Like, maybe that's why they're so expensive, because they have to be extradited.
No, why don't we
like ate up all them tail?
Why don't we eat horses?
Some people do. And in some places around the world, horse meat is a delicacy, especially the horse penis.
Horses has always been a form of transportation, though, kind of like.
No, bro.
No, bro. I thought you said scream. No, bro.
I'm sending him. No, bro. Where the fuck you say the oxes be at, bro?
Yemen.
And that's the only place who got ox.
That, I mean, I think they in China or some shit like that. But
so
Yemen.
They got enough to send. So how we get these fresh oxes? Where we getting them from Yemen?
Yemen.
Where we getting our oxtails from?
Let me see if an
ox. Yeah, just FYI, the plural form of ox is oxen.
Where do
where we getting our oxtails from?
Really? I didn't know
they
that.
They all come from Yemen.
From.
I be saying oxes.
Wrong. Me too. I just said it.
Yeah, no, it ain't oxes. It's oxen.
They are found in Europe, Asia, and North Africa.
So how the hell we getting all them?
Y'all really ain't eating oxtails. Y'all eating some kind of some kind of big booty niggas, animal nigga tail.
Niggas eating cow tail.
Oh my god.
Same
shit. You can import meat.
But who importing just strictly oxtail?
That's just like how y'all told me that McDonald's can't. Remember when I said it? I heard that McDonald's chicken nuggets were made out of dolphin meat, and y'all said it's not enough dolphin to make nuggets. It's not enough oxen to make oxtail. So what the fuck are y'all really eating?
Well, Wendy's, Burger King be having some bullshit on they nuggets. Like, ain't no way in hell you can get 30 nuggets for 25 cents. That is not no real goddamn chicken nugget.
It's 30 for 25 real. That's exaggerating.
That's exaggerating, but it's cheap.
Wendy's actually got the best nuggets ever.
Mm. And Chick-fil-A just said they gonna stop using real chicken. Didn't they just say that?
They said stop or start?
They didn't say stop using real chicken. They said they're going to change their chicken up.
That means they're going to stop using
How
real chicken?
How you change the chicken? Is this some other kind of chicken?
I thought that meant they were just going to change the recipe.
They were supposed to be.
How the hell do you recipe a chicken?
No, the recipe of the fucking chicken sandwich. No, they said chicken.
Man, what they said is this higher form of chicken y'all been eating for a while at Chick-fil-A is a no-go. We finna get out.
Basically, they going from Popeyes to churches.
You know?
Oh, wow.
Chick-fil-A make a change to the chicken it uses.
You see what I'm saying?
They will transition from antibiotic-free chicken to a new standard. They ain't say what the new standard is.
You have a crumb in your beard, Kodak.
My bad. I was busy before I got here.
You just quieted the whole
Yo, this mic.
Podcast.
We got to fix the mic because it keeps wanting to take a nap.
So what were we talking about? Frivolous?
Frivolous.
And I was saying
chicken, oxtails are a frivolous purpose.
Wait, what is it called?
ChatGPT.
Say North Carolina.
No, it said oxtails are from beef cattle.
Yeah, we know that.
Oh, I was thinking
beef cattle? Cattle's cow.
Yeah.
Oxes and cows not the same thing?
Oh, no. I don't eat that shit, so.
No.
Fuck it, that shit tastes delicious though. Whatever it is.
I don't eat that
Did I read that properly?
Is that a reliable source?
ChatGPT.
ChatGPT is as reliable as it gets.
So
you can ask ChatGPT. You can ask ChatGPT about you.
Needs to come from a cow.
Who is Baby J?
Let's try it.
Yeah.
I got you.
Motherfucker know everything you think you want to know about him.
He's going to write a whole bio on you. Might even talk about JDK.
Oh, shit.
Oh, hold on. I didn't know Baby J was a game as well. Moving on. So, all right, frivolous spending on oxtail and chitlins for Kodak. What about you, Jay? You said sneakers, food.
Sneakers and food and the people that I love.
Okay. Shy, Bank.
I would say more so food and probably shopping sometimes. Yeah.
What about you, Bank?
What about you, big homie?
What are you?
I didn't say big homie baloney. I said big homie and cut it off.
What are you feeling when it comes to spending?
What frivolous mean again?
Carefree in your like spending.
Spending money on shit that you really don't need.
I thought you said what you read the first time.
Spending money on shit that you really don't need.
Well, carefree. Yeah.
Not just money, right?
Just carefree in spending, or carefree in eating, or carefree in just being carefree. It basically means carefree.
It means not having any serious purpose or value.
Yeah, so I be having frivolous thoughts.
Nigga, we said, what do you spend money on that's frivolous?
You can talk about the thoughts, too, though.
Real shit.
You can talk about the thoughts, too.
That was what I was thinking about when y'all first said something about frivolous. I was just over thinking about nothing. And I was like, when you said the definition, I'm like, damn, these are frivolous thoughts I'm having.
Carefree thoughts. So what's some of your frivolous?
Carefree, I'm saying they don't have a purpose.
So what's
read the first part of the definition again.
We basically do it if we get into frivolous thoughts. What we basically doing is speedballing into random thoughts. So what's some of your frivolous
not having
thoughts?
Any serious purpose or value?
That's what I'm saying. I'm thinking about some shit that don't even have no value to my life.
Would you like to share with the class?
What you were thinking about that doesn't have value to your life,
Mr. Bank?
You ain't got to tell us if you don't want to.
No, I was just going to think about two things. I'm trying to think which one I was going to tell you.
Tell us both.
I can't tell you one. Just, man, some shit that don't matter. So it ain't even worth repeating.
It don't even matter. That's the vibe.
It don't even matter. But I'm saying it don't even, that shit ain't about nothing.
Well, it's good that your brain can dissect.
Slim, thick, caramel skin.
It's good that your brain can dissect that. This shit ain't about nothing. That's some shit I learned in therapy, too. Like, some of them thoughts you just need to go on.
I hate that I even still know about them.
Yeah.
I think that's the gummy confusion.
No, it ain't. It gonna make sense when you slow it down. You just hearing this shit in real time. When you go back and listen to it on the clip, and she can be like, damn, all right, I ain't know that nigga ain't said that. A lot of that shit be sound like that, too. You can be like, damn, that was real shit. Nigga, you right up. You know what I'm saying?
But you
ain't. You get what I'm saying?
I get what you said, but you didn't tell us the thought. So we can't say
yeah.
Talking about that. I did.
What was the thought?
Go ahead.
The thought was whatever I was thinking about when he ain't worth thinking about, so it damn shit ain't worth talking about. That's a lesson inside of that bullshit ass thought that don't even matter.
Get it, what?
It's called train of thought. He's giving you
no.
His train
I'm just
of thought.
Telling you, like that's real shit.
Yeah.
If I go to explain it, then I gotta live in it.
Get it, sexy. Get it, sexy.
Am I tripping?
In other
somebody
words,
get this crumb out of Kodak beard.
In other words, mind y'all motherfucking business.
But am I tripping though? Keep it real.
Nah, you're not tripping.
Nah, hell nah. Because what you said actually does make sense.
What
if
part?
It's not worth thinking about it, it's not worth repeating.
Oh, you already thought about it.
Because you are gonna. I mean, not thinking about it. But if
it's not worth,
it's a frivolous thought. So he said that it's not worth thinking about. So if it's not to him worth thinking about, then it's not even worth repeating and putting it out, because if he puts it out of his mouth, since your tongue is powerful, he's going to have to live in it.
I got you.
Facts.
Okay.
I get it.
Facts.
I still
speaking of just like frivolous thoughts or thoughts, like out of the day, like how much bullshit do you think about as opposed to like important shit?
All bullshit.
I was gonna say all day.
All bullshit. Cause some shit. Make yourself think about positive shit.
Yeah.
Have to make yourself get focused and try to do something outside of this pussy ass Instagram shit.
Yeah.
When you first, I feel like when you first get up, it's more important.
No, it ain't, man. Niggas straight rolled over. Chicken of Texas is swiping.
But I'ma just be honest with y'all. Like, a problem that I have sometimes is like, I could be fully focused and radar lasered on like what I need to be doing for the day or whatever, and then I'll randomly think about sex.
That's not really frivolous though.
Like, I'll just out of nowhere, and then like sometimes I can't come back from it. Like, I can't like not think about it. Like, that shit just be like weird. Like, I don't know. Does that not happen to y'all sometimes?
It is frivolous if, like, it's not really adding you being productive.
I didn't ask you was it frivolous. I said
I was answering his question. My bad. Damn, bitch. Damn.
You called me bitch?
I said, damn, bitch, sis. Damn. I don't want no smoke with you. Gangsta? But yes, we all be having flashbacks throughout the day. So sometimes, you know.
Oh, you have a flash to back?
Yes. Yeah, flashback.
Oh, because it was, I don't know, the last time you said that you were extricated before
That was 7 years ago. I'm a whole different.
You were removed from the situation.
I don't even know where that lady is now.
It's not the same Kodak.
It's not the same Kodak.
You gotta re-meet him.
You gotta re-meet me. Yeah, that was an old story last year. That was a throwback last year. What you say, Kodak? You gotta re-meet me. That shit was old last year. I'm comfortable enough to share about my past experiences that weren't as glorious as the life I'm living now. Now, shit, it's up.
You gotta kick bitches out the bed.
Literally.
Oh my god.
Literally.
Turn up, big homie.
Shout out you. You know who you are.
Oh my god.
Best eater in Atlanta. Hello.
Not the best eater.
Oh goodness.
Oh damn.
Damn.
Frivolous.
She gonna watch this and know who it is. Like, you know it's you.
Oh my Jesus Christ.
Thank you. See you Sunday.
Oh.
Well, y'all got a dinner date?
Nah. It's only one person is eating on this date.
Oh my. Yeah.
We're getting real serious.
Wow. That boy put on that Billy D voice.
They said they need Elsa's. About what? When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Kodak said, but this ain't the same old nigga.
It's not.
This shit done elevated.
This shit is elevated, man. Shout out.
What you on? What you on now, y'all? Tell them what pop this shit. What you on?
Shit, man. I'm juicing. I'm getting healthy. You know.
Okay.
Yeah. Trying to get my body right, living longer, being more prosperous.
You bank yet, don't mind.
Shit, apparently it's a goddamn hazard.
Oh, my God.
Apparently it's some hazard out there. I need to come out there with some work boots or some shit.
First of all, I had on my hiking shoes. No, I did not. Don't play with me. I have hiking shoes. I have hiking boots. I have walking shoes.
Clubs and girl.
I had off. That's what they call me, clumsy.
You had on boots and shoes?
No, I'm just saying I own hiking boots and hiking shoes. I had on my
hiking
shoes.
And all that shit ain't help your foot.
No, I tripped over a rock, okay? I'm a little clumsy. I got two left feet sometimes.
Dun, 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 dun.
Well, now you got one left foot.
Get him, Jay. I was on your side. I ain't say shit. Get him, Jay.
What is that again? I got 2 feet.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Yeah. How low can you go?
Shit. Oh. This is a frivolous conversation right now.
Well, that's the episode. I mean, we're supposed to be frivolous. Carefree.
I need somebody to crack my back.
Claire definitely got the crack your back glove.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Get that spine right.
You better stay the fuck over there.
Oh, but no, I think one thing that I had to learn about myself is as somebody who pushes out his own content, Instagram can be the worst thing in the world to like get stuck on because I'm not pushing shit out if I'm consuming other people's shit. Like if I'm watching other people's shows, watching other people's podcasts and shit, how do I have time to promote and push my own shit? Like, I don't need to be a consumer.
Getting high on your own supply.
I got enough of my supply to get high on, so why wouldn't I post the 20 videos I got and sitting watching around other people's shit?
We need consumers, though.
Yeah, I'm not a consumer.
We all should.
Yes, you are.
We all consumers.
Yes, you are.
Keep it real. Like, we all consume.
Yes, you are. If you indulge or engage in anybody else's shit but your own, you're a consumer.
And I need the and that's something that I got to get out of. Cause you
why?
Because it's not productive. What does that
How
do for
How is
me?
It not productive? I think engaging in other people's shit cultivates your creativity.
Facts.
Because if you're stuck in your own shit, then you're never going to grow.
It's like them rappers who stop being fans.
That's a good point.
The rappers who stop being fans all the way, just 110%, just all the way, just still.
Turning to haters.
They definitely be on their own island.
Yeah. By themselves, alone, mad, angry, and upset.
With the rapper ego, a lot of them niggas want to be on their own island. Rappers have some of the biggest egos in the world, even some of the people who ain't earned it.
But then when they get on that island with just them and their ego, they realize and understand that...
Is Kanye on that island?
They have... No.
Kanye's not on the island with his own ego?
No.
Kanye got a whole album with another nigga right now.
Yeah, he's definitely not on that island.
Gotcha.
But the niggas
on it, yeah.
Yeah, but when the niggas get to that island with their ego, they soon realize that they have to come back down to earth.
And interact.
So they put the island back up for sale.
Island get repossessed? Foreclosure?
Possibly. If they don't learn in time that they have to come back down.
Getting a boot on your island is crazy.
Yeah.
Bank has meditated on Big Facts Friday.
I'm just waiting on that nigga to lift up out the seat.
Can we join him?
Can we get much higher?
Nah, I need some of them CBD gummies.
Hell yeah, give me one.
What was the milligram?
Right now.
What was the milligram on those?
That's the gummies?
No, that's the chips he's crunching on. You took the whole pack?
Oh. My back was hurting like a motherfucker. I'm like, either these motherfuckers gonna work or they gonna work. You gonna work on a check out.
So you OD'd on the CBD?
Mm-hmm. Those chips probably taste delicious right now.
Or like nothing.
Them shit dry as a motherfucker.
These motherfuckers good without the gummy though. I eat these all the time. They bitch too good. You wanna taste them?
They taste good. Yeah.
They taste good with guacamole.
I prefer queso.
Queso?
Yeah.
Damn, Jay, when you bring some cupcakes back to Big Fat?
Not y'all crunching.
It's some ASMR shit, ain't it?
Please zoom in on that all the way. He's zoomed on.
Real life.
It tastes like grain.
Doink. They're all right. They got like an interesting taste.
You ain't never gave nothing back without saying you want some more.
Yeah. She don't like it.
Ever. That ain't it.
Yeah, all right. You know.
Motherfucker take like a chameleon chip.
That Yeezus bread.
Janae, I forgot you was over there, goddammit. That you funny as a motherfucker for that.
What she said?
I can't tell y'all.
Yeah.
Tell us the frivolous thought.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, that Devin be smiling at that lady. What, Janae?
Nah, Janae, my dog. She's very helpful. I'm glad she's not in a position to do amazing things that she's doing now.
Salute. I'm on the way, but Janae. I can't stay. I gotta go home to
Janae,
Bay.
Salute, Espy, salute.
Yeah.
Salute everybody behind the boards, man.
Janae, if you're talking, I can't hear you. But yeah, I know you back there talking now. Oh,
salute.
Rolling.
And now for Random Thoughts with Shot Jones.
Oh, you guys brought that early. Okay. No. I have it.
Come on, little foot.
So look. Fuck off. Okay. So my random thought of today is, what if our ancestors can look down on us, right?
They do.
What do we think?
They can.
Okay, so what do we think that they think about us? Like, what if your ancestors watch you have sex?
I would hope they have better shit to do than watch me.
If my ancestors watch me have sex, they are coming back for a matinee.
What?
I'm just playing. No, I don't think they look at shit like that, though. They see everything, but when it comes to shit like that, I think they kind of, like, tune
out.
That kind of shit out. Like, they watch over us to make sure that we're good, that, you know, like, we're not in danger.
Right,
we're not, yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that. I don't think they really watching us fuck or no shit like that.
Nah, but what if it's like you in the house and they just, you know, just making sure you good, and then all of a sudden you just start having sex. What they do, just leave?
It's just a random thought.
If you were an ancestor, would you want to see grandma, ancestor?
Your grandma knew when you was alive, you was a little hoe. I went peeping around down there.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, at the most random time, you know, some people have random sex. They don't like plan out their sex. So they just hit the corner. Let me go check on my little nephew. And then he just doing some, like,
as soon as you get on your knees, your granny is gone.
But and she go check on somebody else in the family?
Yeah, exactly. But when you walk in,
she go check on somebody else.
good jiggles about it.
You're like, ooh, we're on time.
Oh, I'll come back later. Is everybody high now?
Oh, God, Lord. That's my random thought of the day.
It's a hell of a one. Oh, baby, let me get out of here.
Let me go see what Junior doing. What if everybody fucking? So she's like, I'm just saying, like, what if everybody having sex? Like, what if she do then?
She just finna go to bed. She finna go to bed.
Rest them wings, baby.
Grandma and wings. Granny ain't trying to see all that, bro.
They good.
They really good.
I don't know. Yeah, that's a random thought.
Yeah, random thought, babe.
Come back to me, bro.
Call that one. Call that. What's your random thought?
If you got your own spot, right? And you have sex on like the couch. Do you tell people before they came over, like, hey man, I had sex on this couch and let me clean it real quick? Like,
no.
You don't tell nobody?
Mm-mm. No, that's weird. Because then if you have to tell me you got to clean it, I'm just going to think, like, ew, you're
so
dirty.
So you just want them, like, what if it just happened, like, before they got there?
Now, that's disturbing.
Shit, if you don't say nothing, they ain't going to know.
Damn.
I mean, if it's, like, a big old spot, then you should not let nobody sit in that shit. Like, that's just disturbing that you, like...
No, just...
But how would... Like, did you nut on the couch or did she squirt on the couch or, like, something like that? Because
it's just the act
of sex. If y'all
just
laid on the couch and fucked, then that's not... It's not nothing that's, like, gonna be on the couch like
that. No, what if it's disturbing? Because, like, what if you go over to his house and you lay your head down and, like, take a nap and now you just laying in butt
juice? But you know how many places you've been and hotels?
Yeah.
And all
this
other shit where that shit been going on?
Yeah, that is true.
It might happen. It might went down in that chair yesterday. Yeah, everywhere.
Yeah, that is true.
You don't know what that might be.
Somebody probably fucked on this table. You know, we don't know. We got our elbows and shit on this shit and his chips and shit, man.
Got
shot.
I'm protected. I kept the glove.
To Jay's point, if you just did some, like, you know, extra
no
shit,
glove, no love.
You definitely need to.
Yeah, like if you nutted on the couch or if you squirted on the couch or something like that, then. Different. You just need to clean the couch after the fact.
The sex moisture is already there. Whether it's squirt, nut, or whatever, the sex moisture, the sweat from the sex is already there. So I feel like, let a nigga know.
You know, when I go to my friends' houses and, like, I'm about to, like, get in their bed, I'm like, did you, like, change your blankets and shit before, you know, I lay in here? I always ask that.
Why are you laying in your friend's bed?
I go sleep in my friend's bed all the time.
Every time you go to a hotel, they don't clean that shit all the way.
No,
up.
I'm not saying that.
Then you just tripping. I'm just saying. Yeah. If the more you stay in hotels, you know, it's good odds.
Yeah.
They did their job. But some of them folks don't want to do their job.
I should get the, like, blue light.
You can blue light it. You're going to see some
then
shit
what?
You don't want to see.
What if
no, what you need to do, what you should do, fuck that blue light. What you need to do. If you stay in Airbnbs, is get one of those bug detectors that finds, like, bugs and hidden cameras and shit.
Wait, we talking about real bugs or cameras?
No, cameras.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to say, wait, what? Oh.
That's very useful.
It's like the same thing that you, like, you can, like, you can stick under your car to find, like, a tracker and shit like that.
Oh, them Apple things.
Yeah.
But when I go to hotels, I do take my own pillowcases. Like, my skin is, like, very sensitive, especially my face.
Do you know that they don't wash the spreads every
all
time?
All the time.
The
yeah,
hotel?
I do know that.
Yeah, so, I mean.
I know that.
Yeah. And then, like.
That's why you always got to request a fresh one.
You got people that probably just run cold water in the shower. That's the way they clean it. Just keeping it real. Some people might do their job and actually clean the shower, but some people ain't going for that shit.
Yeah, they don't clean.
So, basically,
they
don't
clean 30 showers before they got to your room.
So basically, you're saying it's okay to be like yak and not let people know that you just humped and they just lay on and they face on your
I'm
shit.
I'm just saying, like, it really for one, it ain't none of your business. Two, it's just kind of inevitable.
Yeah.
Oh, man, shit.
Slim thick, caramel skin.
You've been on an airplane in a seat.
People don't fucking airplane seats.
I'm not saying fuck, but maybe worse.
Yes, they do.
Mile High clubs.
Red eye, it mostly happens on red eye flights.
You be doing
but
all type of shit on airplanes, especially in the back.
Yeah.
Don't let it be a private plane.
I'm just saying. You probably done. If we knew Ignorance is bliss. If we knew, that's my random thought. If we knew. Look at back.
Y'all nasty.
Terrified. I'm not, it ain't nasty. It's just if we knew.
Like being a fly on the wall.
Yeah, if you really knew.
Type shit.
Hey, oh, wow. it's this new shit on Netflix. I was looking at, I don't know the name of this. But they talking like some in the future. I mean, not in the outer space shit.
Oh, three body problem. Three body problem. Yeah, that's a good ass show.
I ain't finished it yet.
That is a good ass show.
Yeah. And what happened?
The shit was probably going on.
So basically, in Three Body Problem, it's like the aliens. I only got like episode three, but the aliens, they world is fucking up. They body, their planet, it's three planets that all revolve around each other, and eventually it's gonna end. So they sent this headset to Earth, and people think it's a game. And they think the object of the game is to save the people. But in every iteration, everybody that play it fail. So the aliens came out and said, yeah, this is fucked up, right? This is how our planet is. That's why we're coming to yours. Yeah. So these people, these aliens are coming to Earth because their planet is fucking up and they're ready to take over Earth. And that, I only got episode three, but that's the gist of it. And some of the scientists that found out killed themselves because they're like, oh, we're about to get fucked up anyway. Three body problem. It's amazing.
Yeah, I saw the first episode. I'm gonna check it out.
Yeah, the first episode probably didn't make sense to you.
It didn't make sense
until episode three.
Okay, because yeah. I turned it off when it first came on.
After episode three. This shit is tough. This shit probably is happening.
You touch door now. Because, my bad, go ahead.
Because
you're still on this germ shit.
Oh yeah, that's my random thought.
Because essentially how it started is they said if they sent a signal out to space and the alien sent one back and said, hey, I'm the nice guy in this situation. Don't talk back, nigga, because if somebody else hear this shit, they're going to fuck you up. The lady sent a message back and then they came to fuck the Earth up. So, yep, three body problem. That shit probably is happening, cause it's this theory called the dark forest theory, where humans should never send signals like that out to space, because you don't know who is gonna hear that and what they're gonna do. Like, we are so desperate to have this interstellar communication, but how do we know the people that we're trying to communicate give a fuck about us? They're gonna like, oh shit, there's food out there. Look at this, like, if the oxtail could talk.
What?
Damn, you was doing so good.
It's the CBD.
I was so into it.
If the oxtail could talk and tell you, oh, fuck, I'm here. I love oxtail. I'm about to eat your ass.
That's a bad
not boo.
that one.
On the count of three. Yeah. One, two, three.
Don't do that.
Boo. Wow.
Boo. Yeah, you was doing good today.
Damn.
You ain't bring it all the way home.
You was doing so good. I was so intrigued.
Damn.
Like, you just messed up.
Y'all got it. Y'all
if you would have said
your
ox,
social media
if
clip.
The ox could talk.
Yeah, he was on
the ox tail could talk. I'm like,
he was on the street, almost home, yeah, and then he sent that shit back down his face.
That ain't no good clip.
They gonna oh damn, fuck it. I'm gonna do it myself. Fuck that AI.
Slim, thick, karma skin.
Yeah, you were doing good, yeah.
I'm gonna clip that out myself.
Get it sexy.
That's gonna be a low score on the opus. This last part didn't make sense.
That was frivolous.
Yeah.
You pump gas, right?
You said, do I pump gas?
You pump gas and why door handles.
But I use hand sanitizer after I pump gas. Yeah,
after door handles and shit.
Door handles?
Yeah. No, because you just touch the door handle to walk in here. We all did.
I touch door handles. So people not nothing on door handles?
Shit.
So y'all going around just spreading nut on door handles? That's disturbing.
I say us. I'm just saying. Somebody jerking.
It was somebody.
iHeart?
I didn't say in iHeart.
Especially in iHeart.
Yeah, they jerking and twerking in iHeart. Don't play with them.
Hey, damn.
Hey, don't you play with them. I'm sorry.
All right, next, Jade.
Oh, I know movie theaters go crazy. They probably did really
theater,
nasty.
See, you don't sat down in that movie theater and get comfortable and
fell asleep.
Recline your chair and all that. I have done that. That's the first place you go. Damn, when you a teenager
to going like
straight to the move there to the back.
Shit, that's the hotel room
for real.
Oh yeah. My god, you guys are just
you got an hour and 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And yep. I ain't clean the shit up at the movie theater because mm-hmm. shit,
I don't even pick the popcorn up. Hmm? I leave that popcorn on the ground.
You used to work at a movie theater?
No, I mean as a visitor of the movie theater.
You don't pick the popcorn.
I just leave my popcorn on there.
I used to work at North DeKalb Lake.
Stone Mountain, Deep East Side.
It was Lake or DeKalb, one of them.
North Lake.
AMC.
North Lake.
Yeah
North Lake.
Yeah.
About a month.
They got them bullshit seats in there. Oh, I hate that.
They ain't
theater.
Renovated them yet?
No.
Damn. They super behind.
Mm. Oh,
have,
so.
Do you have to reserve the seats yet, at least?
Mm-hmm.
What?
I mean, the movie theater, I ain't even finna blow my spot up, but the movie theater I be going to, they got the stadium seats.
Oh, yeah.
The stadium recliner seats, and don't nobody be in there.
I know what you're talking about, too. But I don't get away either.
I think I know.
That's when I don't go to IPIC. When I don't go to IPIC, I go to my other spot.
IPIC is the one that looked like spaceships, right?
Yeah.
I like that one.
The one near
and they got some good ass food and good drinks.
Yeah. I didn't know it was bumping like that in there.
No, they they got waitresses and waiters that bring you your shit. All you got to do is press the button.
Mm-hmm. But the one y'all
and they got
about,
real food, like real for mm-hmm. real good ass food.
Well, two of them, that one and the other one.
Yeah, I've been there.
Brookhaven.
That's my spot. Like they don't even really be checking your.
We're
tickets
talking about
shit.
Atlantic like, Station. Yeah, we're talking about Atlantic Station, guys.
No,
we're not.
God damn it!
Oh yeah. Go over to Atlantic Station. Yeah.
Why the hell we promoting Atlantic Station?
Because we trying not to give away our spot.
Yeah.
Shit.
Anyway, for your random thought.
So my random thought.
No, we not. Yes.
I was dead serious like that. No, we not. They're not talking about that.
Damn, what is my random thought? My random thought.
Get it sexy. Get it sexy.
Yeah, that too. Type shit. I'm coming, y'all. I swear to God, I'm coming.
That's what she said.
Big Facts Friday is going down. Check us out at www.bigfactspod.com. Make sure you like, subscribe at the Big
Damn,
Facts
I can't
Network.
Get my thought out?
No, I'm just doing a promo. While
oh, in between. Yeah,
you
know while I'm getting my thoughts together. Yeah.
Pull out your phone right now, your laptop. Subscribe, like, comment, and do all of that. Check us out every Friday. Now back to Jade and her random thought.
Okay, so my random thought is
Yep, we agree. They said they need else's. About what?
When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat. In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy, and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
What I was finna say, I'm not gonna say it because it's not appropriate. Okay, so my random thought is, why is it? Okay, yeah, this is my random thought. My random thought is, or I have a random question. Can I do that? Mm-hmm. Okay, so my random question is, do y'all really think that Stevie Wonder is completely and totally blind?
No.
I seen that on the internet. People was asking.
It is sad. See,
they say he has inner visions. So, what, when you're blind, you have inner vision.
So, what do blind people see? Is it just completely black, or like, how do they know what black look like?
Well, from my understanding, there's different degrees of blindness.
Yeah, there's different
like some
stages.
People are colorblind. Mm-hmm. Some people can see, but it's blurry.
What was Stevie
Wonder?
Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles.
Two totally different situations. Stevie Charles, I mean, Ray Charles, from my understanding, was completely blind from birth.
Nothing.
And Stevie Wonder.
I knew it wasn't just me.
Turned into a blind person, like, as he got older.
I got another question, though.
What's up?
What do blind people see in their dreams?
It depends on when they went blind. Because if they've had a chance to experience any part of the world, then they dream about what they saw up until the point that they got blind. But if they've been blind since birth, I have no idea what they would see.
That's fucking nuts. Because your brain can't come up with new faces in your dreams. Like, every face you see in your dream is somebody you've seen somewhere before, even in passing or somebody in your life.
Yeah, so, like, if you've never seen anything, how do you...
I never knew that.
Yeah, I've seen some bullshit.
It's some bullshit that you don't remember seeing.
Because you've been able to see, like, how would somebody like
your brain can't generate a new face. That's what I mean.
You can imagine a new face right now.
You can imagine.
Not if you've never seen a face. That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
Oh, if you've never seen one at all.
Like, you can combine faces.
I got what you said. All right. I see what you said. Your brain can't process what it has never processed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn, that's deep.
Yeah, so it's like, damn, blind people just really like, even when you go to sleep, is it dark? Because you don't even know what dark look like.
I never personally knew no blind people. So I don't know.
I met a blind
woman. I know
woman
there's
last
different
week.
Stages. You have people that's like they only can see 10% out of their eyes, and you have the ones that can only see like little, like, you know, it's like,
man, that
little,
fucked up. I ain't never think about that. It's like, if you were born blind, what is it that you see?
It's kind of like you've been robbed of your entire existence, almost.
Like, you can't
not,
even
not
imagine.
Not necessarily, because then they have...
you can't even
all
imagine
their
shit.
Other, all their other senses, like, heighten up.
But shit, if but you can't see shit, that shit don't matter.
So,
would
so
you rather not be able like, to see shit or not be able to hear shit?
Like,
that's
imagine.
What I'm about to say. That's really my random that. Thought. Would you like? What's worse, you think?
If you can't
blind
hear, if you can't hear, you can mouth... You can mouth... You can mouth read. Why the fuck my shit ain't working?
I'd rather see a bad bitch than like, hear a bad bitch.
I said that. Damn, I could. I feel you, but damn, I couldn't imagine my life without music. Like, never be
wow.
able to ever hear music. I don't know. Maybe that's because I've heard music. Like you say, my brain, my I
yeah. But if you never, it's like you can't miss what you've never had.
Yeah, I hear
type
yeah,
shit.
But damn. When you can't, seeing if you think about it, if you can't hear, you
that's
can't
sad
speak.
Right now, though.
Yeah, that's a lot going on.
When you can't hear, you can't speak.
Huh?
Damn, you're right.
When you can't hear, you cannot
you
speak.
Can sign language.
You can sign language, but you can't.
Oh,
speak.
Oh, that's so. That's why, like deaf people, they just kind of sound like they're moaning a little bit.
Born like that, I think if you was born like that. But if you was able, what if you was able to talk before you?
I think
and
it's
you
something.
Went
it's a it's something.
They're
that
together.
Connects the ear and your mouth.
Your ears and your mouth.
That's open. Just how like if you got your big toe amputated, you're not gonna be able to walk.
Really?
Unless you have on a special shoe with a fake big toe in it, because your big toe balances your whole foot and body out.
I never knew.
Yeah.
Some niggas still. Dion still walk.
He ain't got no toe.
I fucked up.
Took two of his
right?
toes.
But I don't think it was the big toe.
I think they put the...
or the prosthetic.
Synthetic, yeah.
Yeah.
I think they did. Because he be jogging and all that shit now.
Yeah, he if he ain't had no big toe, he wouldn't be able to do none of that shit.
Oh, damn. He do only got three toes in his foot.
Yeah. I just read his book.
This blogger.
He went through about them toes.
Hey, man. What's wrong with information, Shy?
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, damn. Both of them is...
I would have to see... Even though I couldn't imagine not hearing because anything can happen, but I would want to see.
I want to see too.
Me too.
Yeah, I would want to see. Mm. Like, you could still like vibe out.
I can see your ass. I know what that shit look like.
Yeah, you could vibe out with sign language.
I know what that shit look
yeah.
like.
Yeah,
I got a home. No, I'm serious. I got a homegirl in LA, and she's deaf. She has a set of twins. Both of her twins are. They can hear and they can speak and all that, but they know fluent sign language, and she dance and all that. They feel from like the beats of the music.
Do you think sign
like
language?
I think it's advantage.
Yeah,
to
like
be
the
able
beats
to see over here.
Yeah.
Do you think ASL is more important than like learning another language?
What the hell is ASL
and sign language?
American Sign Language.
I think it's just as important.
I know they get paid a lot.
Yeah, I think it's just as important. Because you have a lot of people that are deaf, and then it's hard to, like, you know, communicate with other people. Because people don't learn it as much as, like, they'll go learn Spanish or some shit.
I also feel like it's regional, too. Like, I feel like, for me personally, I don't run into that many deaf people, but I see a lot of Hispanic people. So I think I'd rather know Spanish fluently than learn
Spanish.
I put
them at the same, to be honest.
Yeah. Burr.
Yeah, wow. Give some. That's the random thoughts. Oh, we ain't get bank random thought.
Yeah.
You got random?
Come on with it, big buddy.
The CBD winning.
Fight back.
I think.
Stand
it
up.
It should be mandatory for them to give you a DNA for your kid before he be your kid.
You said that before.
Yeah.
I think it should just be.
So at birth?
Yeah.
Can't you test like why the baby's in the womb now? Is that
yeah,
what
you mean? They've been able to do that. You gotta it's
before
like
before you
a
can say
this
nigga baby, you need to be able to say this is whoever.
This nigga's baby.
Yeah,
not a peppy.
Anyway, that just make it what it is.
Because it's mama's maybe baby, daddy's maybe.
Yeah.
Is that disrespectful for like a guy to request a DNA test?
No.
I don't think so.
To a woman that feel who knows she been doing something there.
It shouldn't be.
To a woman that feel like she ain't.
But on the flip side of it, it could be taken the wrong way. But like me personally, I would be like, fuck nigga here. Like, go, let's go get the test. I ain't got nothing to hide. Fuck you, faggot. Like, I mean, I didn't mean to say the F word, but
mark that out.
Yeah, mark the faggot word out. Take that out.
Gosh. Said it again.
But yeah, it could be taken the wrong way. It could be taken the wrong way because, like, if you haven't been doing anything and you've been faithful and, you know what I'm saying, all that shit, for somebody to basically accuse you of being unfaithful by saying that.
What if they not accusing you? What if they just
doing their due diligence?
Stuck on what they seen, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't understand it, bro. This is what I was seeing. This is what I seen.
Yeah.
I think it's how you ask. Like, if you ask in, like, a disrespectful way,
yeah.
It's just like, what the hell? Yeah. But if you sit down and be like, look, I done seen this, I done been through this, let's just go make sure. Then I'd be like, naturally, I'd be like, oh, all right, like, come on. Yeah. But I ain't tripping because I know it's your child. Yeah. But if I know, like, damn, it's probably buddy over here, child, I'm big tripping now. Yeah,
there's a seed of a doubt.
That's the difference. Then I'm big tripping. I'm like, wait till you come out.
Fuck,
so we see
what
you look like.
Yeah. You know, I'd rather you not have no doubt. Why you want the nigga have some doubt?
Yeah.
If I ask for him, my mom really said, baby, baby really don't.
Yeah, if it's something like that, I'd be like, what the hell?
I agree. That shit ain't should be like, huh? That shit should be like a blood pressure test. It should be mandatory. I agree.
Right then and there. Yeah. Soon they drop, like, yeah.
But then you got women that look at it like, you only asking this because you've been on bull. Like, the hell? Just because you've been outside. Don't
a petty. Yeah, DNA being request.
Petty.
Yeah.
Because you got some people that's just being petty just to be petty.
But it's some people that wouldn't be able to come back from that request.
What you mean?
Like, it's some lady people that, like, if a nigga asked them for a DNA test, they wouldn't, like, after that, it'll be a totally different relationship.
Oh, for sure. No. That's a big fact.
Why?
I'm going to just talk for myself. Like, if my daughter dad was to ask me for that, I'd be like, I'll do it. But I side-eye the whole rest of the relationship while I last. I don't know, bitch, you know. Ask me that shit.
But wait,
So
you going to throw the whole relationship out?
It's out of here. Because you don't trust me. So what we doing?
That's how it
You don't even trust me. Even though you're going to find out it's your child. But you still don't trust me. So what
if he asks
you... What if a woman asks a man...
Do a nigga just really supposed to just trust you, like, just...
If we're in a relationship, yes.
That's manipulative, bruh.
That's not.
That is manipulative.
If I'm in a relationship...
Because he only asking because you gave him a reason not to trust you.
No, that's not what he said.
Do you 100% trust him, though?
If we're in a relationship, whoever I'm in a relationship with...
You 100% trust him?
Yeah, until you give me a reason not to.
Would you ask... So if you ask...
Could there have been a reason for him not to trust you, though?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
But like I said, it depends on how you said it. If you said it the way that you said, like, oh, I didn't been through shit, my mama and my grandma and all that stuff.
You said the relationship afterwards still changed.
No, it depends on how you asked. Yeah, for sure it'll still change, right?
Regardless of
how you ask, it's going to change.
Yeah.
But if you ask in the way that you said it, I could probably still stay around. But if you ask me on some, that ain't my baby, let me go get a DNA test. I'm going to do it, but this is dead.
Oh,
I'm not doing this no more.
Okay.
So what if
you... Yeah, just call me when you ready to co-parent.
Yeah, that shit dead now.
So what if you felt compelled to ask the nigga or some shit to take a STD test or some shit? Should he wig out and be like, oh, yeah.
STD
test and
no, a paternity different. Test.
That's different.
Totally different thing.
That's different.
It's two totally different.
No, they're
different.
Because let me say this. Before I even have sex with anybody, I'm going to already ask you when the last time you've been tested. If you got a let me think. We not. That's dead. You need to go get tested. Because I feel like as a woman, most women, we go get tests twice a year. Like, you go have your physicals and shit. Like, you always getting tested for stuff. Men don't care that much about their bodies like that. They don't go
like,
to
if
get
a
their
nigga
physicals.
Doesn't even know what a my chart is, no, bro.
Or you can't tell me the last time you went for a physical, that shit dead. That means...
I guess I'm just getting that.
You gonna have a girl
so
having...
Should he be offended?
For me asking you? No, you should actually be glad that I care about our both our... I'll say, for me, honestly, I would say let's both go get tested. I'm not just gonna put
on
you.
I agree.
I'm gonna say let's both go do it.
But you're doing that for your well-being, right?
Yeah.
So what if the man feel like he's doing this for his well-being
that's
to make
fine.
Sure he's not
I'm
fathering
not...
a child that's could potentially, maybe you had some tequila. Not saying you.
No,
just,
I'm saying that's fine. I'm going to still go get the paternity test.
But you going to feel away. I'm going to feel away.
Should he feel away?
If he, no I can't dick. Tell him he can't
he might
feel
say,
away.
I ain't no dirty dick. Nigga, how you going to ask me that? Just saying. How you going to ask
I mean,
me
that's
that?
True. He may feel that way. But if he feel away, that's it's
that's
okay.
Fine. It's fine
it's
for,
fine
him to
for
walk
people
away.
To feel some type of way.
But it's a little different. He could walk away on some just some STD shit. But now there's a kid, so you walking away is... That's what I'm just saying.
I'm saying if we're in a relationship and I randomly come, be like, we've been in a relationship for some years and we done had this kid and I randomly like, let's go get an STD test. Mm. 9 times out of 10, you should think that I done did something. Because why am I coming mid through the relationship and asking for an STD test? But in the beginning, when we first, before we even have sex and I ask for that, you should be like, oh, this is somebody that really care about her well-being. Like, she's taking care of herself.
That
like, so that's different. Now, if I ask you mid-relationship, yeah, you should feel some type of way inside.
It don't have
I mean.
To be mid-relationship because at the end of the day, shit, it's going to be mid-relationship if I got a baby by you.
Right.
That's true too. But if you ask me
so
for
we gotta compare it to that with
to the mid relationship. Yeah. If I ask him for you should feel some type of way. If I ask you, let's go get a random STD test mid relationship, we've been having raw sex this whole fucking time. Mm-hmm. Yes, feel some type of way. Cause I'm 9 times out of 10, then something ain't right with me and I'm like, what you didn't gave me, and I'm trying to see if you gave it to me or somebody else gave it to me. Like, that's just the reality of it.
Yeah. But also there are some STDs that'll show up in women but not in men. Like, a nigga can be carrying it and it be dormant. But he fuck you, and you get the symptoms.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
They have all types of HPV is like that. Men are carriers of HPV.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tragic.
Yeah.
Damn. Well.
So, yeah, I think this should mandatory getting DNA tests. Just so nobody won't be mad. So nobody ain't got to ask nobody. It's just like.
Especially if you're not with the person. That's if you're not saying. In a relationship with a person, for sure.
That's what I'm saying,
yeah. But if you married and you, if you don't trust her, then yes. But if you feel like,
yeah, because it's only one reason. Like, you gonna ask some shit like that. She don't did something to make you think.
You
know, that.
Like I said, you could just think like that though. You could just think like my heart would be easy because I done seen this happen. Some niggas just feel like that.
Yeah. Again, it's how you ask, like. If you explain it in a way, it should be easy to be like, all right.
Again, what he's saying is that shit was just standard. Then when nobody had
when nobody even feel no type of way. That's just like, soon as baby come out, before he signed this birth certificate, we got to.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't even nobody. When
Yeah.
Your kid, got we got to know this your kid. Mm-hmm.
That is true.
So even bring a kid in the world, we got to know it's yours.
Yeah.
It's like protection for the man. No, I'm just saying there's a lot of shit put in place to protect women, and it should be.
Exactly. Yeah,
I agree with
Shy,
it.
I got a question for you. You're talking about the protection for the man. Like, if a guy is paying for a kid that he think is his, uh-huh. and he find out he isn't, is he entitled to restitution?
Yes. Restitution?
He should be.
Yeah.
What's that? Like getting the money back?
Yeah.
He should be entitled to restitution. He should be entitled to emotional damages and support. He should be entitled to everything that they would get as...
Girl,
lady person,
yeah.
You know how many niggas going through that type of shit though.
But you could sue a woman.
Not, their kids ain't theirs and shit.
But you could sue women for that.
But do you know what kind of? Do you know what that does to a nigga? Like,
it depends on what type of nigga. If he was taking care of the kid, yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying. A nigga that's acting like this is his kid. He playing daddy.
Oh,
and he really believes that this is his blood child that's gonna carry on his legacy in real life.
That shit'll
fuck a nigga up, man. A nigga will crash out behind some shit like that, bro.
The woman should definitely pay him every red dollar, every cent, everything that, you know.
And then some.
You were supposed to do that anyway. You were supposed to be a man and take care of a kid.
No, I don't think...
They be letting that shit get like 16 years, 22 years and shit.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's a man responsibility to take care of a child that's not theirs. I think that it's a plus when they do it, but it's not their responsibility.
There are some states that are like, if you start taking care of a kid and you find out it isn't yours, you still have to take care of that kid.
Well, it's more so as there are states where if you sign a birth certificate, right? You sign a birth certificate and...
You find out it's not yours.
You're still legally responsible
California
for this
child. California one of them states, ain't it?
I'm not sure.
I think it happened to Neo.
That's crazy. You're still legally responsible for that child.
That's crazy.
That's why you have a lot of men that just don't sign birth certificates.
Yeah.
But if you got tested, from the jump. Easy, that'll eliminate peasy. All of that shit. I agree with that. Yeah, if that was like a law, then I don't think nobody would be feeling no type of way. It'd be the norm.
Yeah. Shout out to the women that pay restitution. All three of y'all.
Yeah, but you even have states like Georgia. You could sign a birth certificate, and you still, as a man, you have to go down to the city and like, what is it called?
Validate.
You gotta legitimize yourself. Otherwise, the men don't have no say so in that child unless they do. Yeah, that. I just got a friend of mine legitimized, and like, as a man, like that's one of the biggest, most important things that you can do if you are 1,000% sure about your child's paternity, because at the end of the day, that gives you a voice when it comes to how this little person maneuvers on this earth. And you don't even have to, like, I mean, you're still gonna have to deal with the bitch, even if y'all don't get along.
All that's supposed to come with it when you first had a baby. Make sure you're legitimized. Y'all are equal parents to the child.
Yeah.
But I don't think a lot of men even know you have to do that. Like, I don't think a lot of men know that. It's only in it's not like that in L.A. It's not like that in Cali.
Every state is different.
And out here, I found that out, like, years later.
Most of the South.
Like, it's like, that's your child. It's the mom's child, and the guy have to go do all the extra stuff.
Man, that's extra as a motherfucker.
That is, because you sign the birth certificate, you understand it's your child, but you have to go to the state and file, and they have to serve the mom the paperwork. And then now she can't go out of the state or go out the country with the kid unless it's 50-50. Like, you have to.
Didn't that just happen? I think it was a family in Alabama. It was some white people. And the lady ran off with the child or whatever and ended up having somebody to try to kill her husband or something. Y'all don't remember that?
I do remember a story similar to that.
Yeah.
Damn. Killed a husband is wild.
Yeah.
Because she wanted to be with her boyfriend.
Oh,
but he put
wild.
Her on the shit that you talking about, where she couldn't leave the state. She
you can't. Yeah, you
like do nothing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
the outside dick had that hoe sick.
Now her ass is up under the jail.
So wait, what was the hitman successful?
Yeah.
Oh, so the kid lost their mom and their dad. That's jacked
crazy.
Up. That's crazy.
Damn.
Well, team. Another Big Facts Friday. Any final words?
Mm-hmm. Get it sexy.
Don't gummy before you come to work.
No what?
Don't no take gummy. Them gummies before you come to work.
And that is our motivation. Don't take them gummies.
That thug motivation 101.
Check us out at www.bigfactspod.com. Like, subscribe, comment, share to the world. The Big Facts Network's Big Fact Friday. Salute.
Till next week, Big Facts Friday is a wrap. Visit www.bigfactspod.com.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.